Welcome to Nevada Newsmax. On the broadcast today, I speak with Susan Fisher, Vice President of the Government Affairs Group at McDonald Corona Wilson, for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmax.
40 years ago, Hotel California and the theme from Rocky were number one on the pop charts, and D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal started on the road to becoming Nevada's leading roofing company.
I couldn't be more proud of what we've achieved.
And over these 40 years, we've become an employee-owned company. So when you're talking to any employee, you're talking to an owner.
And here's to the next 40 years.
Happy 40th birthday, D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Chan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Chan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always pleased to welcome back to the program Susan Fisher. She is with the Government Affairs Group. She's the VP at McDonald Corona Wilson. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Thank you, Sam. Happy to be here.
So a fascinating story in the Review Journal in the last week, talking about water and Coyote Springs.
Yeah.
This was to be a development that was going to be a city of 200,000 people, 20,000 acres. They had purchased water, and they had not they purchased the water for the Coyote Springs development and then sold a big chunk of it to the Southern Nevada Water Authority. And all of a sudden now, years later, when the development is supposed to move forward, the state water engineer goes, don't have enough water.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, it shows
now,
the
is
power.
It because they sold off too much to Southern Nevada Water Authority?
It would appear to be because they don't have enough water to be able to draw on to be able to build that community. And
yeah,
the state
and
water engineer saying it's not going to happen.
And when the market tanked, they had to do something for revenue. Have you ever been out there?
Yes. We did a show
gorgeous.
There.
Oh, really? When I first heard about it, I thought, who in the world would go all the way out there to live or golf or anything? Then I went out and I toured it, and it was before any homes were built at all. Are there any homes there?
No. Homes. There's a nice golf course, though.
But the golf course, yeah. It was beautiful, and the way they terraced the land so that it actually matched the landscape, the surrounding landscape, the hills, it's just absolutely spectacular sight. It's a shame. It's a shame because that could be a beautiful community.
Well, I just will share with you and the audience a quick story here. We went out there because Harvey Whittemore was a big supporter of this program. He was also one of the primary owners of Coyote Springs at that time. And he and Billy Vassiliadis were out there, and they invited us to come down and shoot a show. And we actually did the interviews on giant couches with graders going behind the couches were building the golf course to do the show out there. It was one of those boom or bust things.
Yeah.
But it's ironic, Harvey is no longer involved in that project, and the Sinos, who ended up owning that project, will not be able to, at this point, be able to go forward unless they are able to find more water, I would imagine. But that was not even discussed in the article.
Karma, man.
Could be.
And we'll leave that one at that.
Yes, indeed. But water is a huge issue for Nevada.
And we have very complicated water rights here also. It's not like in a lot of our surrounding states.
Do you want to share,
Nope, that was it.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Right now, there's discussion going on in Clark County about expanding the growth areas to be closer towards Ivanpah, which was, the potential future site of a second airport for Las Vegas. And a lot of questions being raised about, we have water for the Las Vegas Valley as it is right now, but do we have enough water to expand? But when we had John Ensminger on the program not too long ago, he said that they have plenty of water going forward with the 50-year plan.
They're magicians. You know, they've done so many water conservation efforts, and everybody talks about, well, look at all these fountains that the casinos have, and that water is all recycled, and they recycle everything, and everything that, we use, except for what goes into a blade of grass or into a trunk of a tree and the leaves of a tree, all the water is recycled, and it goes on through. When you're in southern Nevada, I had a great story from former Senator Terry Kerr. I'm sure you remember Terry. And he is a former partner with our law firm at McDonald Corano as well. And he explained to me once that even though you pay a water bill in southern Nevada, you don't own the water that comes out of the tap. You pay for every gallon, but you don't own it. This was explained to him by the former head of Southern Nevada Water Authority, Pat Mulroy. She said, no, I own that water. Because he wanted to do, he had a bill related to gray water, being able to collect the gray water from your washing machine and your sink if you wanted to and other things so that you could use that for your own landscaping, your own use. And she said, no, you can't do that. That's my water. And he said, no, it's my water. I pay for it. Nope. Because, part of it is all the recharge. They have to do the recharge as well and put it back into the system again.
And one of the other things that people don't realize is that agriculture is a far greater user and waster of water in Nevada than the cities are. And in fact, in northern Nevada, you have to get an acre foot and a half of water for every acre that you need because that gets banked, and that's how we end up with all this extra water storage. Mm-hmm. So neither northern nor southern Nevada, at least in the major cities, is in danger of running out of water. But I agree. What the Southern Nevada Water Authority has done is phenomenal.
It is. It's, and when you get those bills, that's a really good incentive to conserve as well. But, relative to agriculture, what's the alternative? Don't eat.
Well,
don't feed your cattle.
Right, but I mean also, I realize that agriculture is the third biggest industry in Nevada, but at the same time, we are a desert, and we also have situations, for example, the water that goes from Reno to Fallon, that canal is not lined. And
right.
So half the water that goes along that canal is lost on the Humboldt River, and you've got a big brouhaha going on there now up in Winnemucca because there are people that want to purchase the water and do things with it up there. But at the end of that was all flood irrigation. Mm-hmm. So, the water would come down and it would just go out and not be stored. It would go into the Humboldt or Carson sinks. So, I think that there are things that we can do.
There are. And there are things that farmers also do to conserve water much more now. We have the center pivots, and that certainly conserves water rather than doing flood irrigation. And also some of the additives, gypsum, which is mined in Nevada, in Utah, and around. Gypsum makes water wetter. It helps the soil hold the moisture longer. So applications of that, which is not at all harmful to humans or other critters that happen to get into it, that's ways by, it costs a lot of money, but it also saves a lot of water. So,
well, and it's going to be interesting as Nevada's population increases, the population for southern Nevada, for the Las Vegas Valley and surrounding areas, is forecast to be over 3 million people now.
Yeah.
That's a million person increase.
It's just amazing. When you look at the shoreline of Lake Mead and you look at the expanding outline of the homes and the businesses there, you wonder, do they really have enough water? I trust John, I can never say his last name. Thank you. When they say that we have plenty of water to serve this, they know they do. And, they just do other, there are all sorts of studies that are going on now, and they're partnering with other countries. Poland and other countries are coming here to study our water uses and to bring their best practices here as well. So they're looking at every single drop and how to make it the most efficient as they can.
Yeah, and for the last 20 years plus, Israel has been coming here to be able to also advise both DRI and Southern Nevada Water Authority.
Yeah. You mentioned canals and lining the canals. The expense of that is absolutely phenomenal, and I'm sure engineers can figure out how to hold back the water a bit and put something in that dries quickly. In India, they're looking at actually covering the canal systems and covering them with solar panels so that they're creating energy as well.
Yes. Is there anything that's going to be left that is not covered by a solar panel? I think we will be wearing hats with solar panels.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Charge our phones. Let's take a
they
break.
They have some.
Oh, my Lord. All right. We'll have more with Susan Fisher when we come back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Susan Fisher. She is the VP of the Government Affairs Group for McDonald Carano Wilson. Let's turn our attention to question three. Now, I know your firm is taking a neutral position on this, which is great, because that way we can talk about all aspects of this. And I want to point out, too, that both sides are putting money into this program to sponsor their messages. But it's really interesting to see all the deals that are being put on the table at this point in time by NV Energy that didn't exist before, but at the same time, there's this threat of, well, if question three passes, then we're not going to do any of this.
Right.
And part of it is because legally they can't.
Yeah, yeah. It's a really tough one. And I'm sort of vacillating back and forth even on how I'm going to vote come November. I don't like business contracts dictated in the Constitution. And there's another ballot question for renewable energy that I love because I would love to see this entire state 100% renewable energy. And I think we can get there. I know we can get there. It's just a matter of time, actually.
And this is part of, we should point out
that's
to
a different question.
That this is part of your background, is that you've had extensive experience within the power industry.
Yes, and my experience in working with, in my former life, working for what was then Sierra Pacific Power and MV Energy, was fighting deregulation. I am a fan of deregulation now. It may be awkward at first, and there are going to be some bumps along the road, but ultimately, I do think that it's going to help. Competition is always a good thing, eventually. It may hurt a little bit as we get there, but we learned a lot in the first cycle. People say, well, we don't want to be like California. Actually, what's really interesting is that the proponents and the opponents of question three are now putting out ads that say, don't be like California. You know, don't do it that way. So they sort of negate their own arguments, I think. And but we have learned a lot from that, and I think that we can get there. I think deregulation overall is a good thing. Maybe we should take some baby steps. As you know, the governor had put together the governor's committee on energy or energy choice, and then all these different little subcommittees that took a really deep dive into the issues and looking at the technology. Is technology up to speed enough so that we can do this? And the answer is yes. Is our grid system sufficient to be able to handle full energy competition? Probably, but it needs some more improvements. Is the competition out there? Are there even going to be people out there willing to serve, companies willing to serve us? Yes. You and me as little individual homeowners probably know. But it is a very complex issue. And at the end of the day, the report that came out from the committee was sort of like, well, yeah, there are still a lot of unknowns, and we just won't know until we dive in.
It's interesting the amount of money that this is worth, because
yes,
both the power company and the solar companies are putting in vast, I mean, it's going to be competitive mm-hmm. with the governor's race and the U.S. Senate race, for goodness sakes.
Right.
And so, you know, one of the questions I have is, you know, is there not enough money that even if it was deregulated, that there's enough money for NV Energy to still be an incredibly successful and profitable company?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, are they going to be hurt some when some of the big users in Southern Nevada and Northern Nevada, the casino properties, when they exit and go to somebody else? Well, they're already having that. So they're getting used to it, but they'll still figure out ways to make money. They may scale back in some areas, and those jobs will go to some of the competitors then. So is it going to put NV Energy out of business? No. They will adjust to the business model, the new business model, just as they have forever and ever. What they have said very clearly is we will not be a provider of last resort. And that means if nobody else wants to serve you as the incumbent utility, they have to. And they said, we're not going to do that. We don't care what you say. We're not going to be the PLR, provider of last resort.
But isn't that really more a question to be asked by people who live in rural Nevada at the end of the power line rather than being people who live in Washoe or Clark counties in the populated areas?
Well, for some of those people, the answer is yes. For a lot of those people, the answer is no, because a lot of them are served by rural co-ops, which is a very robust system throughout Nevada and rural Nevada. NV Energy is still in a lot of rural Nevada, but even in parts of rural Washoe County, that's served by a rural co-op, Pluma Sierra co-op that's based in Portola. And on the east side of Nevada, and then in southern Nevada, we're served by, I can't remember how many different co-ops there are, but there are quite a few of them.
And it's interesting because, you know, one of your former employers, Valley mm-hmm. Electric, has now branched out into providing, you know, internet and other services mm-hmm. Utilizing the line that Switch put in mm-hmm. That is part of that circle that goes from Las Vegas up to Reno and then to San Francisco down
yep.
to L.A. and back to Las Vegas. And so they're starting into new industries. So, I mean, mm-hmm. I think that's where it's heading, is all kinds of new industries.
Mm-hmm.
But it's amazing to me the amount of money people are willing to pay, and you were mentioning casino companies, to get away from the power company and buy their energy elsewhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, these are not small numbers.
No, they're not small numbers. And when you look at what they've had to pay in exit fees, I just can't even imagine what their monthly power bill is.
<You
know? laughs> Just, my mom's a farmer in California, and she has on each of the different blocks of her property, there's a well and a pump, and it takes electricity to pump those wells. And she had literally a stack of power bills every single month, like this, on her desk.
For those on the radio that are listening, that's about 4 inches high.
Yeah, yes. And I asked her once, what is your monthly power bill? And she said, well, it varies. You know, in the wintertime, I said, oh, in wintertime it goes down because you're not pumping as much water. She says, well, yeah, but then we've got the wind machines going. Those are huge energy suckers. And when you've got a freeze and you've got these wind machines going, it wasn't unusual for her to have a $10,000 a month power bill, or $60,000 a month if it was, if they went throughout the day, not just at night. That's a lot of money. I can't even fathom what a monthly power bill at MGM Resorts and all of their properties could be.
This would explain by the why the roof at Mandalay Bay is now covered in solar
panels. Correct.
Let's take a break. More with Susan Fisher. She's here for the whole show when we come back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Susan Fisher. She is the VP of the Government Affairs Group at McDonnell Carano Wilson. Let's talk about just the events in the last week with the Democratic Convention in Northern Nevada with Elizabeth Warren as the main speaker, and then the president coming to Southern Nevada. Man, this is sure continuing to be a purple state.
Yeah, it really is a purple state, and I think it's going to continue that for a while yet. You know, you were talking with some folks earlier about the makeup of the legislature. Obviously, it's going to be, it will definitely be Democrat control in both the Senate and the Assembly. Certainly with Trump coming here stumping for Heller and the announcement today that Mitch McConnell's PAC is going to be pumping $11.2 million into Nevada to support Dean Heller. That's a big number.
Yes.
That's a really big number.
Yes, and then this will probably be the most expensive Senate race ever, which is all the more remarkable considering that we only have two real media markets.
Yes.
And a limited amount of stations.
Lucky you.
I'm not complaining, you know. I'm planning a vacation to Ely at this point in
time.
There
you go.
We've got the big bucks coming in. It's interesting to watch how the money is spreading out further and further. So where cable and radio weren't really included in previous decades of political buys, now it's not only that, but also the online, you know, your telephone, you name it.
Facebook.
Yes.
All the Facebook ads. What's going to be interesting will be to see if they start doing text message ads. I mean, I got a lot of text messages right at the end of the primary race. Don't forget to go out and vote by, you know, different legislators sending them out, which I thought was illegal, but they're not asking me to buy anything, so I guess that's not illegal.
All right, but do you think they're effective? I mean, that's the thing that strikes me.
It's not effective with me.
Right, and nor me. And one of the things that I challenge is polling, for example. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't believe polls because I get a phone call and I hear that tells me that it's an automated call of some kind. Mm-hmm. I just hang up. And I think most intelligent people are doing that, so who are answering these polling questions?
Oh, if it's a poll, I answer it just
really?
To mess with them. Yeah.
Well, and that makes my point even more so.
Right.
I mean, you know, how accurate is the polling? Now,
I
there
don't
are
think
some
it's...
people You know, for example, Mark Melman, who did the polling in Harry Reid's race,
they
said after
Brilliant
the fact
man,
that,
by the way.
That yes, that mm-hmm. they knew right after the election, they had 6 weeks between the time that Sharon Angle became the candidate to where that she was able to raise money to start, you know, rebutting what was going on. They had already defeated her in the first 6 weeks, that they knew that they were 6 or 8 points ahead. Mm-hmm. And they never lost that all the way through the race. So, yes, there are some people that are able to do extremely accurate polling. Mm-hmm. But for the most part,
you know.
And by the way, Steve Sisolak used that same company to run his mm-hmm. governor's race.
Smart move on his part. Very smart move. You know, I've never been a candidate. I will never, I shouldn't say never, but I will most likely never be a candidate. I don't think I'd spend my money on polling. I just, and sorry to all the pollsters out there, but I don't believe a lot of what I read in polls. But as you said, there are some who really do know how to do it right. You can always figure out who's asking the questions, too.
Right.
And that's when it's that obvious, that's when I just mess with them.
Well, I don't mess with them. I just don't trust them. Because, yeah. you know, to me, how can you raise money if you come out and say your campaign is way in the lead or way behind? If it isn't a horse race, you can't raise money.
Right, right.
Bottom line there. Come back mm-hmm. soon.
I will.
Always a pleasure.
I will.
And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show wherever you like to get your podcasts. We'll see you on the next broadcast.